Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, any big changes with crop prices this week?
Well, crop prices were up a little bit this week, but I don't think there's any big changes. You look at wheat, about 40 cents, $9.25 up to $9.65. I think we've got the drought problems that's impacting prices, and of course, things that's going on in the war in Russia and Ukraine. If you look at corn, we had somewhere around a 15 cent price increase. I think if you look at the corn harvest, about 20% done. No surprises there. If you look at soybeans, going from 1330 up to 1370, what, about 40 cents there? Little price move, but when you got $13.50 beans or $13.70 beans, 40 cents is just not very much. And the cotton, now cotton was volatile, but not big moves. It started out at 84, went up to 88, is back down to 83. So move it in the mid 80s on that futures contract, and you can take about 3 cents off of that to get to Oklahoma prices.
Have there been any changes in the market situation?
Not really. I think slowly we've got to where we are. You look at the drought, and of course we're watching that closely. We need a rain around. We've got relatively tight stocks, especially for wheat. You get into corn, they're tight domestically, a little less in the world situation. Soybeans real tight with the U.S. For to ship a container from Asia to the United States was $19,000 a container. You come into January, it was down to $14,500. Now it's $3,900, an 80% decline in the cost to transport something from Asia to the United States. And I think that should help our prices come down. And of course, the market's watching the war.
Let's talk about that war, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. How is that impacting things here in the U.S.?
Well, it's impacting prices all over the board. You look at Russia, they were the number one wheat exporter. Wheat, 19% of world wheat exports. They were the number one natural gas exporter. You look at their oil, number two. Your nitrogen fertilizers, 15% of world exports. Phosphorus fertilizer, 19%. Potassium, 14%. Big player in the market. Ukraine didn't have the inputs, but they were 10% of the world's wheat exports and 14% of corn exports. So that's a big, you mess up those, the supply of those products and commodities, you got problems with prices.
How does the current economic situation impact farmers and ranchers here in Oklahoma?
It makes their decisions a lot tougher. There's so much uncertainty in the market. You've got relatively high input prices. You've got relatively high output prices, but you've got uncertainty on those prices. They could fall down to six or for wheat, be up to 13. And then you've got production, you've got the drought situations. There's so much uncertainty in the market, and they've got to make decisions anyway, and it just makes it tough.
And I'm sure you and your colleagues will be talking about all the uncertainty at next week's Rural Economic Conference.
Not only will we be talking about the Oklahoma commodities and production, we have guest speakers that's going to come in and talk about the United States and world economic situation.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. And it's not too late to register for the conference. For information, go to sunup.okstate.edu.